Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Claudius Rex by John P. Murphy. The story first appeared in Alembical 3, edited by Lawrence N. Schoen and Arthur Durance, and released by Paper Golem. Claudius Rex tells a story of a private investigator who has had his license revoked and discovers a body while attending what he thinks is going to be a job interview. Now, the main frame of this story is it's a locked room murder mystery, I suppose you'd call it, but it's set in the near future, and the main character has neural implants that augment his thoughts with artificial intelligence. Now, there's a theme in this that reminds me a little bit of Rainbow's End by Verna Vinge, where the AI is basically hacked, but it's not hacked by another person, it is hacked by another AI. And the AI in question is Jeeves 5.0. Now, this AI that has taken control is more advanced than anything held by the military, and just to give him a bit of a quirky bent, he's also a fan of detective fiction. He goes by the name of Claudius Rex. What I like about this is it takes a lot of the traditional tropes that we see time and time again in detective fiction, in science fiction, and it plays with them. You've got the kind of usual stock characters that are messed around with. You've got the bumbling heavies and the evil cartel. You've got the inept management, that kind of thing. But you've also got this AI, which is basically, I suppose it's a bit of a Sherlock Holmes and Watson kind of relationship, where the AI acts as a really good counterpart to the main character. The main character is all about being able to read people, being able to read bodies, being able to read expressions. You know, his experience with actual detective work is what makes him an interesting detective in this. The AI, as I said, is a big fan of detective fiction and uses his logic, his ability to hack into phone networks and access knowledge that make the pairing a really kind of complete package for a detective. Now, I really like this story because there's a lot of humour in it. There's a lot of playfulness running throughout, which is great. Have you read this story? What do you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. I'm also on Facebook. You can friend me on there. It's John Cronshaw. That's John without an H. I also post all these episodes up onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com, so you feel free to leave a comment there. You can also email me, it's johncronshawauthor@gmail.com. So if you've got any comments about the show or recommendations for further stories, or you'd like to guest on one of these shows, get in touch and we'll try and work something out. So until next time, cheerio.